Hello, this is Buck with the RubberChickensBlog.com, and welcome to Buckshots. This is actually a revival of Buckshots. It's a little something I tried a couple of months ago where I recorded sort of a mini podcast to talk about what was on my mind, and thought it would be good to bring this format back because of a conversation we had on our podcast earlier this week where we were talking about some of the past Gamecock teams from the 80s and 90s, and there seemed to be a little interest in hearing about those teams. And this is not going to be done necessarily to talk about statistics, or I'm not putting a lot of research into this, to be honest with you, but I kind of wanted to go back and go year by year, starting in 1987, which was my freshman year, and go through each year and just kind of talk about what the mood of the program was, some of the major players, maybe some of the interesting games or happenings each year up through 2012. And obviously most of you, the closer we get to this year, the more you're going to know about these teams. But I wanted to get started now and hopefully do two or three of these per week leading up to the start of the 2013 college football season. So hope you enjoy these. Like I said, we're going to start with 87. 87 was my first fall in Columbia as a student at the University of South Carolina, and we had come off a fairly rough season in 1986, had finished 3-6-1, but had lost some tough games to Georgia, to Nebraska, and had played well at times under a redshirt freshman quarterback by the name of Todd Ellis, who had threw for a lot of yards, 20 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. I do actually have that statistic in front of me. Todd threw for 3,020 yards. That was a pretty big season. So there was a lot of optimism heading into 1987 with him at quarterback, and with Sterling Sharp was a senior wide receiver. And the season started off pretty well, wins over Appalachian State and Western Carolina, as we should have. And then we went to Athens, lost a tough one there, 13-6. And Harold Green, our tailback at the time, who was a very, very good tailback, lost a fumble late in that game inside the Georgia 5-yard line. And for those of you who remember the Georgia-Andrew Pinnock game, it may sound familiar to you. So tough loss there. Then Nebraska came to town the next week. No, excuse me, we went to Nebraska. Nebraska had played at South Carolina the previous year, and that was the actual where if it ain't swaying, we ain't playing came from, because the stadium was so raucous, and we lost a close one in 86. And in 87, had the lead on Nebraska at Nebraska in the fourth quarter and wound up losing that game 30-21. Ellis threw a late interception in that game that hurt us pretty bad. And then we went on a six-game win streak where we tore through a lot of ACC teams and one future ACC team. Virginia Tech wasn't in the ACC at the time. Beat them 40-10, Virginia 58-10, East Carolina 34-12, and then back-to-back shutouts against North Carolina State 48-0, and then Wake Forest 30-0. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of offensive firepower on that team. As I've already mentioned, Ellis and Sterling Sharp, and there was a guy named Ryan Bethay, who wore number one for South Carolina, who a lot of people would say may have been one of the most physically gifted athletes that we've seen at South Carolina, compared very comparably to Alshon Jeffrey as far as size. May have been a little faster than Alshon, actually, but rumors of some off-field trouble may have held him back, but he was definitely a very talented guy. And also the defense. Defense was led by a coordinator named Joe Lee Dunn, who a lot of you have probably heard of. He coached at Memphis, at Mississippi State, after he finished at South Carolina and has bounced around a lot. Just ran one of the more fun defenses. I mean, he was blitz happy. He would literally send 10 guys at a time. And when we were playing schools that had the same talent or maybe less, you wound up with games like Virginia, you know, 58-10, and North Carolina State 48-0. So much fun to watch, so much hard hitting, so many plays in the backfield, and It was just great to watch that defense play when it was clicking. So we went into the Clemson game that year. It actually wasn't our last regular season game at the time. It was on November 21st of 1987. Two highly ranked teams. We had the ESPN game. And we wound up winning that game 20-7. Ryan Buffet played a big part in that. He took a short pass from Todd Ellis that he turned into a long gainer that went inside the 10-yard line. Harold Green scored a touchdown. And then late in the game, Brad Edwards' safety intercepted a pass for South Carolina and ran it back in for a touchdown, which sealed the 20-7 win. And the stadium was just crazy. It was absolutely crazy that night. I had not been a fan for that long, but that was as wild as I had seen it for sure. And it was a great win for South Carolina. And then the following week, well, it wasn't the following week. It was after Thanksgiving. It was early December that we went down to Miami. And Miami was an elite team in 1987. They were the team, if you've seen the 30 for 30 documentary, a lot of what they call swagger in that team. And a brawl, I'll link the YouTube video to the brawl that happened down there between South Carolina and Miami. Again, a team that we had them on the ropes, just couldn't pull out the victory, lost there 20-16. And then went to the Gator Bowl. You know, you look at the games we lost heading into the Gator Bowl, 7 points at Georgia, 9 points at Nebraska, and then, 4 points at Miami. All games on the road, all games where we were in the game in the fourth quarter. And I argued for a long time that 87 was better, the 87 team was better than the 10-4 84 team, and was probably the best South Carolina team up until recent years, up until the last 3 years. Went to the Gator Bowl to play Louisiana State and just got absolutely blown out. And it's one of those games you can look at and say, well, they had 4 weeks to prepare for us, and they just picked apart Joe Lee Dunn's defense. Quick out patterns. They had a quarterback named Tommy Hodson and a wide receiver named Wendell Davis, and they just absolutely killed us in that game. It was just never even close from the very beginning, the only game that we lost badly that season. So 1987, fun year, a good year. Too bad we wound up 8-4 instead of a better record than that. So you want to talk about expectations? Very high expectations going into 1988, and we lived up to those expectations for the first half of the season. And we'll talk about that on the next edition of Buckshots. Walk like an Egyptian. Egyptian.